Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. We prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnson, with today's guest.
We're excited to welcome a very fascinating couple, the Baggetts, to HBU and to Think About It. I want to just give you a little bit of their bio. Dr. David Baggett is professor of philosophy in HBU School of Christian Thought, and he's the director for the Center for Moral Apologetics. After teaching college for 18 years elsewhere, he, along with his wife, Mary Beth, began teaching at HBU in the fall of 2020. Dr. Baggett is the author of an editor of 15 books, is a two-time Christianity Today Book Award winner, and most recently, The Morals of the Story. He's co-written three Oxford University Press books on the moral argument with HBU philosophy professor Jerry Walls, and his specializations include philosophical theology, philosophy of religion, religious ethics, philosophy and popular culture, and moral apologetics. And we don't want to forget Dr. Mary Beth Baggett. She is professor of English in the HBU School of Humanities. She has 17 years experience teaching composition, literature, literary criticism, along with her husband, David, and she's excited to join the faculty of HBU. Dr. Baggett is co-author of The Morals of the Story and At the Bend of the River Grand. She's written on modern and contemporary American literature, utopian literature, and science fiction for both the academic and popular publications. Her research interests include literary apologetics, critical theory, and cultural engagement. Wow, that's quite an introduction. Welcome, guys.
Thank you so much.
Yes, smart.
Well, I could tell you've studied a little bit. Let's just jump right in. We're glad to have you at the School of Christian Thought, Dr. Baggett, and you bring the argument, the argument and apologetics of the moral argument. Can you just kind of synoptically tell us what that argument is?
Yeah, there's really a number of different moral arguments for God's existence, and Jerry Walls and I, when we did the history of the moral argument, really came to see that clearly through the years, really through the centuries. There have been a multiplicity of ways in which to argue that in one way or another, the moral facts, the moral phenomena, the moral experiences that we have in this world evidentially point to God in one way or another. And you might talk about moral rights or moral duties, moral freedom, moral knowledge, moral transformation, our need for forgiveness, our need for grace to be transformed, our hope to be morally perfected. All of these things are sort of part of the moral evidence base. And there are principled reasons to think that in each of these cases, theism generally and Christianity particularly provide the best explanation of these realities. And then you put all the pieces together and you end up with a very strong kind of cumulative moral case for God. So this has been my area of specialization now for, 20 years or so. So yeah, it's an exciting study.
Dr. Baggett, what drew you to the area of the moral argument for God in apologetics?
Yeah, that's a great question. I've wondered about it myself, you know, because who knows exactly why we do all we do. But I was raised in the Wesleyan tradition, and I think that with that holiness background, it was sort of the air that I breathed growing up. You know, God is a God of love, and God is a God of holiness, and calls us to be holy as he is holy and to love what he loves and be transformed. And so it was always part of my belief system. And then when I went to college and discovered philosophy, it was natural to gravitate especially toward ethics. And so I spent quite a bit of time thinking about ethics and then thinking about how that connects to God. And in the secular settings where I primarily studied, that wasn't always brought to the fore, you know. So that was something that I really wanted to do and had to kind of fight to be able to do in certain of those contexts. And then after college studying philosophy, I went to seminary, and that's when I ran into Jerry Walls, who's down there at HBU now, and we're excited to have him as a colleague. But Jerry really helped me kind of take this world of philosophy and then all the Christian conviction theology stuff and integrate them, you know, synthesize them. Really, it was about a half an hour into his first lecture way back in this month in 1989. Listening to Jerry, that these two worlds just kind of came together for me, and I realized, wow, I'm exactly where I need to be. But little did I know that Jerry and I would go on to have the friendship that we would and the collaborations that we did and all the rest. But yeah, then when I went to get my PhD in philosophy, I wanted to write on the Euthyphro dilemma, you know, God and ethics and all of this, and defend theistic ethics against various objections. And that was the first big step toward the moral argument. And then subsequent to that, my work extended into other areas like a more rigorous critique of secular ethics and a more robust defense of moral realism on which the argument's based, and an extension of the argument all the way to Christianity, and an examination of the history of the moral argument, all these various things. And so just bit by bit, incrementally, I've become more and more of a moral apologist. You know, I've kind of come to see that this is sort of what I was just born to work on, and excited to extend the work at HBU.
HBU School of Christian Thought is renowned in that it has an array of scholars. You know, we both know there are many divinity schools across the country, but not a lot of them that have the stable of scholars that's in the HBU School of Christian Thought. I know Dr. Sloan very methodically and prayerfully has assembled those team members. What was it that drew you both, Dr. Mary Beth and Dr. David, to HBU School of Christian Thought? Maybe we'll throw this to you, Mary Beth.
It was very much a kindred spirit. And so that's just continued to grow over the last few years as things materialize. We actually were able to come to visit in December, to come to campus, to communicate with the faculty, to kind of talk about what our vision for Christian education is, Christian higher ed, and just realize that this is the place. This is the place that our vision matches. Vision, and we're just so excited to be here, because I do think that we're going to really be able to contribute, but also I think get back. So hopefully it'll be a symbiotic kind of experience for all involved.
We do want to mention that the HBU School of Christian Thought's available not just residentially but online. And apologetics is not apologizing for your faith; it's learning how to defend your faith. And We live in a world now where it doesn't matter if you're a businessman or an associate pastor or a Sunday school teacher, the increase in secularism in the United States, the trend of the nuns, those that have left the organized church that Pew has been tracking so avidly along with the General Social Survey, points to the fact that you need to be trained in apologetics. And so here we have two colleagues, Dr. Mary Beth Baggett, Dr. David Baggett. And Dr. David, I want to talk for a minute. So the School of Christian Thought at Houston Baptist University now is the home for the Center of Moral Apologetics. And I've spent a fair amount of time the last 5 or 6 years with my wife filming with atheists all over the world, from Richard Dawkins on down. So We sense the real need for a Center for Moral Apologetics. Dr. David, why would you say that center is important now in its inclusion in the School of Christian Thought?
Yeah, Well, there's so many exciting things happening at HBU already. And so the thought that we can come alongside and add something like this is very, it's a very exciting prospect, you know, because we get to be part of all these exciting developments that were already there, and we have something to add as well. There's nothing like a Center for Moral Apologetics anywhere. There's a Center for Apologetics in a few places, but this is going to be specifically geared toward moral apologetics. And sometimes I joke that might seem a little narrow, you know. It's kind of like, why don't you do a center for, you know, Immanuel Kant's daily walks, you know, something really narrow. But in fact, this is not narrow. It's very expansive. It's expansive. It's as expansive as life itself. You know, the nature of right and wrong, the value of human beings, where our rights come from, what makes it the case that some moral truths are necessary, you know, fixtures of reality, the same in this and all possible worlds, you know, absolutely invariant, the binding sort of prescriptive authority of moral obligations. Where does that come from? The hope for forgiveness or to be morally perfected ultimately. And then, of course, the rich history of the argument, which really is rich. I mean, there were numerous luminaries from the history of the moral argument who, at the apex of their careers, gave their Gifford lectures on this topic, you know, and the critique of secular ethics, defense of theistic ethics, the use of biblical materials to extend the argument all the way to Christianity. That is a very exciting prospect indeed. And the guys in the school here are gonna help me out with that quite a bit. In fact, when I came for the interview and was talking to the School of Christian Thought folks, a lot of them were biblical guys, and they kept saying, "Okay, well, you're a philosopher, but how does this relate to the work that we do as biblical people?" And that's going to be a lot of fun, actually, to work out and to articulate, to forge those connections, because I think some of the most cutting edge work to be done in the moral argument is going to be in extending it to Christianity, and that's where a lot of those biblical insights will be most relevant. So what the center will hope to do will be to be a central research hub for work on the moral argument. You know, when William Lane Craig, who also teaches at HBU, goes to various campuses and gives his various arguments for God's existence, when asked which is the most effective in his experience, he says the moral argument. Now, the cosmological argument happens to be his favorite argument, but the moral argument, he admits, is the most persuasive in his experiences. And when Al Plantinga, the great Christian philosopher, was asked, "Of all the various arguments in natural theology, which is the best in your estimation?" He said, without hesitation, "The moral argument." Mm-hmm. You know, so this argument has tremendous potential, has a really fertile history, so much important cutting edge work to be done. We need a place dedicated to fleshing this argument out, defending it against various objections, extending it in new directions, and that's what the center will do. We'll do it through conferences, ultimately, lectureships. Ultimately, we'd like to endow a chair in moral apologetics who can run the center in perpetuity. We want to provide scholarships for students who are interested in coming and studying or studying remotely. Because like you say, at the master's level, we have students all over the country, all over the world. And so that's cool. You know, so we're just very hopeful that this is the ideal location to do all of these various efforts. We want to generate curricula for homeschoolers, for Christian schools, for churches. We want to forge connections with local churches and bring this material, you know, into the pews. It's not just for academics. And in fact, the moral argument is unique in this way. You can really pitch it at every level, professional philosophers and first graders and everyone in between. It's just that kind of argument. It appeals to the head, to the heart. It's holistic. It serves as a perfect prelude to proclamation of the gospel. There are just so many important and interesting features and facets to this thing. And it deserved a center of its own. And it's going to be great to have it at HBU.
That's fantastic. You know, I was just thinking that in the explosion of media that we have with all the streaming platforms, Peacock, HBO, Netflix, Hulu, if there's anything we're seeing a proliferation of, it's the lack of morals in media. And you know, when you think of that iPhone device that's in the hands of kids and the average kid's 3 to 5 hours a day on the iPhone, I mean, they're the YouTube generation. I mean, they're exposed to so much that is so absent of moral absolutes. Mm. So, you know, when you say that this could be for homeschoolers, for parents, for clergy, boy, it resonates with me because I think we're all watching a culture drowned in immorality. You know, let's go back to your book. Oxford University Press is very, very specific in the books they publish. Why did they publish your book, and what was the reason behind it?
Yeah, well, boy, that's a good question. Well, originally the first book that Jerry and I did was called Good God, and that was my dissertation that we turned into a book, and. I don't know. I think the proposal just ended up being strong. It was accepted by both Oxford and Cambridge. And when Cambridge accepted it, we had just said yes to Oxford, you know. So I thought, well, that must be a decent proposal, you know. That was nice. And we had tried a few times before, and Jerry and I to no avail. Of course, Jerry had published with Oxford before, and that may well have played a big role too. So I'm grateful for him. He's a dear friend and a wonderful collaborator, and it's going to be wonderful to work with him here. But once the first one was published, they've stuck with us and they've given us the opportunity. You know, originally I thought, well, this is it. This is everything I want to say on it. But there was one chapter in Good God that I realized, you know, we should probably do a whole book on that, you know. And so the second book was an elaboration of that one chapter. And so that was God and Cosmos. And then I thought, well, now I'm done. Oh, well, no, wait a minute now. There's one chapter in that book that could be a chapter of a book of its own. And so we went to write that. But then we realized that that's going to require another book. So now we're up to a tetralogy. So we have the proposal in for our fourth book with OUP now. And we're hoping to hear something positive on that very soon. And then maybe we'll be done, or maybe not.
Just getting started.
Yeah, well, you know, you've got a built-in aid there with Mary Beth and her specialty in English. I mean, you know, you guys make a great duo, and we're just so proud to have you at HBU. We want to welcome both of you. I know Dr. Sloan and all of the leadership team is just so excited. Jerry Walls is such a bright thinker. I mean, you know, wow. I interviewed him one time and I thought I could interview this guy for about 20 hours. He just has so much to say.
Right.
And, I can see why there's great synergy between Jerry and you. Mm-hmm. We do want to invite everyone to tune in to the School of Christian Thought. Go to hbu.edu, SCT, School of Christian Thought. There's so much there. And now the Center for Moral Apologetics, led by Dr. David Baggett and Mary Beth, I'm sure you're going to play a part in that. So
I'm really wanting to invite people to participate. This is not anything about us coming in and saying, you know, here's our vision and we're gonna, you know, lead the way. No, we want people to see how whatever their work is and how there will be connections, and so we welcome that. We encourage that. That's actually one of the, I think, real virtues of this this project.
That's very good. And you know, the Center for Moral Apologetics at Houston Baptist University, I have no doubt that you're going to be developing not just courses and teaching in person, but I'm sure they're going to put you online and students all over the country will have the opportunity to take advantage what is a critical area. I mean, just no more critical than I've always felt through the years that a man's morality influences his theology. And it's been my observation through the years that when a person's morality changes, it's often evidenced in their theology. They begin to embrace a whole different moral code to be permissive to their lifestyle. HBU School of Christian Thought stands in the gap. It's a beacon in a dark world. It's a lighthouse. It's scholarly. It's academically has tremendous regard, but it's highly applicable. And the thousands and thousands of churches, not just in Texas, but across the nation, now have a new resource. Dr. David Baggett, Dr. Mary Beth Baggett, we welcome you both. We're just so honored to have you at HBU. And great joy to catch up with you today and to just make sure everybody knows that you're here and this vision is now developing.
Thank you so much.
Real beauty.
Well, God bless you all, and we'll look forward to watching your progress in the School of Christian Thought.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.